Once the Tawatanao Bridge, a walkway in Edmonton, is open to the public at the end of November, people will get to see a collection of about 400 pieces of art that Métis artist David Garneau has produced with more than a dozen students, former students, and family members in Regina, and some local artists in Edmonton. Garneau is a professor of visual arts at the University of Regina and was commissioned to do the work in 2016. It was a collaborative effort. Most of the artists are First Nations and Métis. Others were born in India, China, and Africa, as well as Canada. Garneau tells us where the Tawatano, which means valley in the Cree language, is located.
It spans the north and south side of the North Saskatchewan River and pretty close to downtown Edmonton. And there's an LRT train that runs over top, a pedestrian bridge that runs below. And as you look up from the pedestrian bridge, you'll see all these paintings attached to the bottom part of the train part of the bridge.
Garneau says the art installation has a unique aspect to it.
So the paintings are on, it's called dye bond panels. So they're like a sign making thing. And what's great about them, instead of them all being like squares or rectangles, they're shaped. So there's shapes of different animals like deer and what else do we have there? Deer, rabbits, beavers, all kinds of shapes. And then inside the shapes is a painting related. So like you might have the shape of a beaver, and then the painting that's on there is a painting of a tree that's about to be felled by a beaver. There's a lot. The shape canvases, I think, or the shape panels is probably the most interesting thing about the paintings.
Garneau was excited when the installation took place last week during the night.
It's really quite beautiful. So we were installing at night, so you get to see the city, with all the lights up. But while we were painting and putting up the paintings, we heard and the coyotes along the river valley, and so it was just very inspirational. And I didn't see the northern lights. I missed them, but my colleagues saw them. Watching the moon changes, it was just quite beautiful. But I also like the idea of being in a space that's part of the city and then sort of not part of the city. You know, it's almost like a natural spot. And then the paintings themselves are their own community of interrelated paintings that tell some of the stories of the city over time.
Garneau worked with elders in the community, Jerry Saddleback and Chief Calvin Bruno, and said the installation was going to have Métis and First Nations themes, but it also became about the plants, animals, medicines, and stories that come from the nearby North Saskatchewan River. Dave Turnbull is the Director of Public Art and Conservation with the city. He is very enthusiastic about this new artwork on the Tawatano Bridge, which is part of Edmonton Transit Services Valley Line Extension. Turnbull is thrilled with the artwork Garneau and the students have done.
We're just really excited about this artwork. I mean, we're excited about all the pieces along the valley line, but this one in particular, you know, the significance of the bridge and the amount of work that the artist has done is just phenomenal. So we couldn't be more excited about this. I think it's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see it completed.
Turnbull said this art installation is great for the community. He says the experience is something that people will need to go back and see time and time again.
Oh, man. You know what? I think that this is going to be something that every time you go and see it or every time you cross the bridge, you're going to experience something different. There's no way you can take it all in at once. So to me, this is one of those pieces you have to go back over and over and over again. And every time you look up, you're going to see a new artwork that you swear wasn't there before, or some new aspect of a painting that you recognize, but it's going to be read completely different to you from one point to another. So I think this is one of those pieces where it really benefits from people, you know, taking a walk on the bridge and looking up and just taking it all in over and over and over again.
David Garneau's family has their roots on Lot 7 off the Garneau District in Edmonton dating back to 1874. He said the project is personal for him and he's proud to come back to his roots in this capacity.
I grew up knowing about my relations and spent an awful lot of time in that river valley doing bike hikes or walking around, that kind of thing. So I was very proud to be able to bring that Métis heritage and other stories to the bridge as an artwork.
The artwork installation is about halfway complete and should be done before the walkway is open to the public. For Windspeaker Radio, I'm Malika Kamakateo.